recipe for successful living. I gawked at her. You've got to be kidding. Do you even know what guided imagery is? No, but I know I don't like it. You said the same thing last year about boiling down Pepsi and pouring it over ice cream. Now you love it. This is different. Then you can forget what I said about Marie Curie. She believed in the scientific method. Observation, hypothesis, experiment. So, what's the hypothesis? That thoughts are powerful. That they're the seeds of events. That by thinking something, we can help make it happen. It was my turn to roll my eyes. I can't believe you found a way to link Marie Curie with this mumbo-jumbo. This is not mumbo-jumbo. She took back the book and struggled to turn the pages with down mittens on her hands. Here, listen. All that is the result of what we have thought. Wow, I'm convinced. I want to join your cult. Unless we have to pierce our noses. That was written, for your information, by an ancient Buddhist monk named Yogi Berra. Stop it, Steph. This is serious. I'll say it is if I get frostbite standing here. Why can't we talk this over somewhere else?